Emergency Service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's so much that praise will do all by itself. Indeed, as we become more and more praisers, that's why you hear me often say, cause your voice to be heard. You know, on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or any night that we are assembled and prayer and praise is going up, everyone should unite their voice. Not in a casual way. Not in a careless way. Not in a, well, maybe, oh, it don't mean, it don't take all that. No. Everybody ought to blend their voice, all that is in them, in their spirit, with that leader, whomever it is that is praying. Get your voice woven with that, because as one voice, when they became one voice at Jericho, the walls had to come down. There are walls. Amen. When one of us get blessed, all of us will get blessed. Amen. Nobody will be left out. When the voices become one voice, the earth will have to give up its increase. Hallelujah. When one is clapping, everybody ought to clap. When one shouts, everybody ought to shout. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise will cause you to see change. It's a weapon. It'll cause you to see change. It'll silence the accuser. Praise will silence the accuser. Revelation 12:10, it will silence the accuser of the brethren. As we read in Psalm 149, it is an instrument of judgment. Amen. It's an instrument of war against kings, against nations, against any strongholds of the enemy. You may not know what to do, but I tell you what to do. Start giving God praise. That's why he said, give thanks in all things. Giving praise to God will keep your spirit buoyant. Amen. It won't allow depression and oppression to overtake you and suck you in and hold you down. Not while you're praising. Tell somebody, I'm too busy praising God to be sad. Go with me quickly to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Read that with me aloud. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, you know what? This happened. Man, I know this ain't the will of God, but I know giving God praise in the midst of that is the will of God. Hello? So you don't fall over the edge. So you don't fall into despair. In everything, God says, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Concerning you. You'll be amazed at when we're walking in faith, when we're giving God praise, when we're giving God thanks for blessing, and in the time of challenge, we're still giving God thanks. It keeps your mind in a certain frame, and it keeps your heart pliable where you can hear from God. You know, you get too depressed, God has to work at pulling you out of there. You're not hearing. But when you keep your spirit buoyant, that's what it says, in all things, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Give me Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful or anxious for nothing. I decree that's your portion tonight. Be careful or anxious. You know, this is a time, and with what we see coming on the face of the earth, there's much cause for many people that, of course, that don't know God, to become anxious over things. I mean, you know, you have it everywhere, and it's like birth pangs getting closer and closer together. one thing after another, But here the Bible tells us, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Don't leave that out. With thanksgiving. When you pray and you're believing God for something, give thanks for it. When you're believing God specifically for something, which our prayer should be specific, don't not give thanks. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What's the next verse? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Give me Ephesians chapter 4. I'm in chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is the spirit. This is what we labor for. This is the meat we labor for. Again, if you'll get victory in your spirit and hold it, you are bound to experience victory in the processes of this life we walk. You're bound to. But if you don't have victory in your spirit, the short-lived victories that you have in life are just that, they're short-lived. But if you see, this is what the word tells us in all these things. When we see these things, you know, don't fear. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, don't allow these things to trouble you. Keep a buoyant spirit. Drink from the fountain, your own cistern. You know, let the rivers flow out of you. You know, find something, somehow, somewhere to be joyful, to be thankful for. I mean, we got plenty to be thankful for. We could go on and on and on and on, but get that in your mind. Get out of your mind what the enemy wants you to think on, but think on what God wants you to think on that will cause thanksgiving. Amen. This is walking in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You'll have a quiet strength. Give me Colossians 3 and verse 17. I think we'll close with that verse. Colossians 3 and verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, now you've done. And giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You know, when we got some really good, I'll just use cleaning crews. We got some really good cleaning crews. I know in the first church I was a part of before I ever went into ministry, that was one of my major ministries. Because it was. And I enjoyed it. I loved it. But I learned early on that whatever I was going to do in word or in deed, I was going to do it as unto the Lord. But I was going to give thanks whether people appreciated it or not. Because, you know, people can be like that sometimes. They act like, you go way out of your way to do something, and they act like you're supposed to do it, or You know, when you really went out of your way to do it and you did it well, but see, when you understand this, you do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And you do it with giving of thanks. In other words, after you do it, you thank God that he's given you the privilege to do that, the ability to do that, that he's graced you to do that. Yeah, I know, Lord, it was just a toilet, but I thank you that you blessed me to clean that toilet. Well, I cleaned it. Amen, like it was in the throne room. You understand what I mean? In other words, giving thanks, not complaining about what you have to do or what we are responsible to do, but learning to give thanks. Stuff won't get old on you if you learn to give thanks. Amen. I mean, if you really learn to give thanks, things won't get old, routine and, you know, just familiar and bog you down because you've learned to keep your spirit buoyant. Praise is doing stuff, because when you praise, it might be midnight, but it's a time change. At midnight, something ends and something begins. And that's how it is with our praise. When we are truly praising, you know, inhabit, that word inhabit, God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. It means to live in a place, have a home in a place, or be present in a place. To be present in something, a place of settled residence or habitat. And God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. Now, picture this and we'll close. When you start to praise, and I don't just mean a hallelujah and then you watching everybody else. I'm talking about, you know how you praise, and you know what you do, and you know when you are truly praising God. When you start to praise, there's a river that starts to flow out of you. Now, you don't see it. You don't see where your words go. But your words go out there. Your words go out into the atmosphere, into the environment, even into your future. Oh, yeah, they do. See, where your mind is set is where you're going. Well, you realize it now. Where your mind is set on is where you are going. That's where you are headed. So it's important to control those thoughts. But when we release that word or that praise out of us, God says, I inhabit. So wherever that praise is going, God says, I'm going to inhabit that. So when you enter into your tomorrow, God is already going before you. See, he told him, he said, I'll go into the promised land before you, and I'm going to confound. I'm going to cause the enemies to ambush one another. But it's going to be a result of your praise. It's going to be a result of your praise, because, see, Zion won't have to travail. And I'm telling you, there are going to be battles where you won't even have to fight if you just would choose to praise God. You won't have to figure it all out. You won't have to have all your ducks in a row. You won't need to contact this one and that one and see about that and have this amount of money and do all that. Just start praising God for real.
We have come to the close of part two of Before Zion Prevails, Warfare Praise. Praise will shake the foundation of what has been holding you back. In Acts 16, verses 25 and 26, the Word of God says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.